Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be the last shiur for this limud. Baruch Hashem. We'll have a bechin Tuesday, the Tuesday after. I mean,
coming Tuesday?
Not. Yeah. I mean, if person. Meshita always is, you know, there's no mitzvah to take a bechina when you're not ready to take a bechina. But, you know, we have to just one day to have a kvius. And then if you need an exception, you know, we're here to help people, not to hurt people. A sign-up sheet, you can sign up from 9:30 to 11:00. Sign up after shiur, if that works for you. If you need more time, then you need more time, and then we'll do it at a later time. But this is the Zman Rishon, and then you could have, you know, as I said, you know, the mitzvah is to know it, not to take a machina just, okay? Okay. Today's topic is about tipul b'chol hanot alamus, which means that a person who's deathly ill. So the question is, are we still mechuyev to put him on a respirator, to put a feeding tube, to do? What type of treatments are we still mechuyev to do to prolong his life? What do we say? Just let the natural course of things happen, and or is there still a chiyev to be marich his life? So we just had our good friend Rabbi Josh Hoffman. He was resuscitated 3 times. His heart stopped. And they were able to, you know, resuscitate him. So we know that there's the Rambam writes in the beginning, in the second parak of Hilchos Rotzeya, that if a person kills somebody, biyado, b'sayif, or b'evan, so it's chayav misa. If he, halacha beis, if he hires somebody to kill somebody, or he ties him up, or he doesn't kill him biyadayim, and he ties him up in front of the lion. So there's no mises bezdin, because that's like a grama, but it's still aser to do, like Rav Shech always points out. Ara avon hariga biyado, or if. And then the Rambam writes on page 2, a kofes is chaveri nichu barav at shemes. He ties somebody up and he leaves him in, you know, to starve, so he doesn't give him food. He takes away the opportunity from giving food. So he didn't kill him biyadayim, but he's still a rotzeach. This is still like a grama. So the question is, you know, situations where somebody is deathly ill. So, would we say that if you don't put him on a feeding tube, that you're included in this category of letting a person starve to death? Would we say, no, well, maybe that's not the normal derech achila. And if you can't eat the normal derech achila, maybe you're not mechuyev to do anything out of the norm. And we say anything at a certain time that, you know, our obligations towards this individual no longer exist. Is there any such concept? Or do we always say, you know, fight for more, you know, prolong his life at any cost?
The Roman Pasuk?
No, all I said was the Rambam says that if you don't...
It's a grammar, right.
You don't feed somebody, you tie him up so he can't eat. So you didn't kill him via
dayim.
That's a rotzeach. So the question, we're asking a question, right? We didn't say... We're asking a question, what is the status of life, end of life procedures to aid the person to continue his life? Is that an obligation? Is that a rishus? Is that, you know, what? How do we? How do we categorize it? So there's a famous Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Ramah. It's from the Shulchan Kiborim. On page 5. And we have to see what does this Ramah mean? In Shin Lavates. It also Liglom Lemeis Shiyemus Mehera. Because you're not allowed to cause somebody to hasten his death. Misha Gosei Zman Orach Lo Yochel Yiporid Osir Lishomet HaKar VaKesis Mitachtav Mikach She'omim She'esh Notzos Mikzas Ofos Gormim Zeh. Whereas if a person is a Gosei, so he's whatever, he's somewhere holding by death, but he's not just not dying, and he has a pillow underneath him, so you can't take the pillow away. Also, lishomei takar v'keses mitachto, because she'omer she'esh notzos mitzas ha'ofos she'gomim zeh. That what? There's the feathers of keeping him alive. So if you take it away, you're causing his death. And you can't move him, because that could hasten his death. And also losum maftechas beis haknesses. Tachas Rosho Kadesha Yiparid. So you can't do any action via dying. In other words, to take the pillow away, or to move him, or to put keys underneath his head, all these things were presumably things that will cause the death to happen, even though he's dying anyway, but you're going to hasten the death be a daim, then the Ramah says it's aser. But what's mutter? Avam yesham dover shagorim equal yitzias hanefesh. Kigon sheish samach lozu bayis kol dofek nivachote veitzim. When somebody's chopping wood in the proximity, and the noise of the chopping of the wood is keeping him, the sensation of the chopping of the wood, that noise is somehow keeping him alive.
How would you know that?
Once the sound diminishes, you see that he starts going.
Maybe.
Away.
Yeah, I mean, so the question is, are you allowed to stop the chopping of the wood? Right. So he says, so the assumption is that this sensation of the sound is causing him to stay alive. So it's not, so if you would stop the thing, so you're not doing anything biyadayim, it's a hasar samone, you're doing a negative. He's stopping the sound. So then, the Rama says that you can do that. You could take away the sound. Mutar lasiru. Or if he has salt on his tongue, and the salt is keeping him alive, so you're going to take the salt away. So you're not actually doing a positive act, it's asaras hamoneya, that the potency of the salt somehow is causing his stopping the death from happening. Elu ma'afi tzias and nefesh muto lasir misham. Teim is a maisa klal el shamasi hamoneya. So he says that hasaras hamoneya is permissible. Hasaras hamoneya is permissible.
Why isn't taking the salt off the tongue the Italian?
No, because it's not. It's taking the salt off. You take it via dayim, but you're stopping it from. In other words, when you're moving him, the actual moving is causing something. So you're doing an action. But here, you're just stopping the salt.
In other words, you don't take it off of his body, you just don't give him anymore. Is that it?
No. It means you take it, you actually take it off. Taking away the pillow. Yeah, what's the difference between taking away the pillow? Yeah, that's a good question, yeah. What? Well, in the case of the pillow, page 5. The case of the pillow, what's the lashon? Also, lishamer hakarakes is mitachtav. Because she omis she is notzos says her ofo she glomer zeh. So the Taz has that kasha. Let's look at the Taz. Sif Kotten Reis, page 5. Perish the Abu Gavshim mitam ze yesh heter lasos kein the ha'in osa kiru of Misa el amasi moneya. That should be okay. Because of a charkach. That's your kasha. Because Mokav Khan also came in on the days of Amazes Gufo. That's your terrors. Right? In other words, it's that you're moving his body. Here in Mitzvah you're dying. El Koshel Ilana Hitir Hasoros Melach Melashono Lo Gam Sham Mezis Piv. So isn't it hard to take the salt off? You have to open his mouth. So he says in Achanami, you shouldn't do that.
So what does the Rambam mean that you can take the salt away?
So the Taz is saying, we shouldn't follow that Ramon.
That might be a dying.
Right. Oh. Right.
Very messed up, no?
Right. So basically, the question is, the question is, what do you say from all the, in other words, let me ask you a question. So again, the guy's holding by dying, he's a glossus, and what's keeping him alive is the So you can't move him because then you're. But Hasar Samonei, the Ramah says, is mutter. So that means that you could stop the chopping of wood. Chopping of wood, you could stop. So let me ask you a question. Is there, would you say this comparison is a good comparison or a faulty comparison? What I'm going to tell you now, then I'll tell you who says it. Say you take him off the respirator, or you had to clean the respirator, you don't put him back on the respirator. So is that also Hasaras? Is that like not keeping the chopping of the wood, or is that very different? You say that
it's touching his body, so it's the respirator is on his body. The chopping of the wood is across the street.
Say you wouldn't have to touch his body. You just turn off the switch. You don't have to touch his body at all. Shut the switch. Leave him there. What?
Still more kumbah say than the chop and stopping the chop. That's more of a kumbah say than.
Say you have to take it off anyway to clean it. That's the question. I mean, so, but you say okay, so now we shouldn't have to put it back on because it's Hasar Samonea, or is that very different?
Would it matter what you hold as the definition of Prius, like we discussed the other day? You hold that Prius is defined by breathing, and maybe the respirator more directly causes his death, whereas in the case of chopping wood, we don't really know what exactly it's affecting.
Right, so the question is chopping wood, you know, there's no halacha in the Rambam that if you stop chopping wood, that's a grumma. Okay. In other words, the Rambam says grumma is chayv of misa. Not misa v'nei shemayim, right? Not misa's bezdin. So, would anyone say if you stop chopping wood?
No.
Yeah, you're right. That's what he said. You don't have to keep chopping wood forever. Because that's some dover migachutz. That's not quantified as something that's really, you know, the most part of what's those things that are not like food and oxygen and things like that. Those are the things that if you take away from somebody, or you don't give to somebody, that you consider the gram misa, gram rotzeach. But the things that are keeping him alive because it's just the sand is somehow keeping him alive. So then,
once he's on it, and you're stopping him from getting oxygen now, they're cutting off his oxygen. Why is that different than
just... Right. In other words, I'm saying, and what if you had to take it off to clean?
So how's he living now? While he's cleaning, what's he doing?
I mean, obviously he can breathe minimally, but not for too long. So.
It takes a minute to clean, and he's still fucking around.
You have to put him back on.
Okay.
Even so,
because maybe you still have a key of Hatzalah for this person.
That's not Ritzicha.
No, but maybe that's also Ritzicha.
If I don't save someone, that's Ritzicha.
If I
wasn't Nazal him. Most of them, whatever. So you're right. So that's an issue of not saving a person who you know needs.
Right, you're saying that maybe it's you didn't do Hatzalah. You didn't save his life. It's not a gram Ritzicha. Like somebody's drowning in the thing, so you could jump in, so you didn't jump in. So we don't say you're a Gram Rotzeach.
You say you were.
Because you have to do something, you have to do a Maisa to be a Gram Rotzeach.
Yeah, Right. Or
yes,
higher,
right.
Yeah. I mean, but you're right. But
there's still another
viscera of...
You
didn't... Losamos.
Losamos.
Right. That's even that stuff applies by somebody.
Yeah. So, I think Reb Chaim Dovid Halevi, he was the Rav in Tel Aviv, so he wanted to make a comparison between not putting somebody on the respirator and this Ramah. But I think others think that it's a very... the question is, and is chopping wood, is that a din hatzolah, chopping wood? Say I know I chop wood, if I'll chop wood for the next 10 minutes, he'll stay alive 10 more minutes. So you say I can't chop wood forever, but I can chop wood for 10 minutes. So am I behooved to chop wood for 10 minutes?
I guess whatever the Hagdara is...
Maybe chopping wood, this chopping wood thing is just keeps someone alive, but that's not even...
You're not doing anything that keeps them dead, but you are.
It's like the chopping wood and the salt are artificial. They're not like the source of life.
Right.
Whereas, you know... Like
oxygen and food is
the source of life.
Right. So that's what I would be noted to think.
Or you mean it, and whatever it is.
Right, that's what I would think.
So you're saying there's not even a mitzvah that's solid to chop the woods?
Right.
Not even a mitzvah.
Right.
You're wasting your time. That's all gone playful.
Yeah, in other words...
But you know that if you do this, it's going to have... you know,
right, so then why shouldn't we have a team? Why shouldn't we... what's Tagdar then?
In other words,
why don't we say... You know, like you have tilim around the room, around the clock. So we should have chopping the wood around the clock.
Because the Hagdara of saving people is not in an unreasonable way. The Hagdara of saving people is not, meaning, do I say that everyone should take...
I have 100 people at my disposal here. So for the next couple of days, we'll have a mishmar of chopping wood.
If you do it, you get a mitzvah. I don't know if there's a chiyuv for you to do that.
You get a mitzvah? You think you get a mitzvah?
If you're giving guy a kaisha, you're not getting a mitzvah?
Or is that only...
Now, am I mechuyev to have a rotation of 100 people? I don't have a mechuyev to do that.
Why not? Why not?
It has to be a limit to how much, what my mechuyev is.
It goes over itself. So then, yeah. So 10 minutes I could do it. But... Or am I mechuyev to do anything for chopping wood? I understand. In other words, what do we say, what Rabbi Yisrael says? That things that are etzem, the chiyus of a person, like food, and those things are part of hatzalah. But maybe things that are just these, inyanim,
studying,
you know, these...
So you're going to say that even though it gives a guy a chayashah for an hour, you're not mechayim a mitzvah, you wasted your time, you may as well play pool, watch TV, because
the question is, because if it's a mitzvah, so then why shouldn't I continue doing the mitzvah?
Because it has to be a limit. In other words, it has to be a limit.
So what's the limit? What's the limit?
Okay, so you have to if I have a pool, so I need one lifeguard. I don't need to hire 50 lifeguards.
Because one lifeguard could...
But
I don't need one lifeguard per every person in the the pool. Maybe it'll be better. It'll be a better shmira. If there's 10 people in the pool, I shall hire 10 lifeguards, but that's... That's not reasonable.
So you have to see
what's... No, but it's not that it's not reasonable. It's that one could do...
No, but people do drown, and lifeguards can't be everywhere.
Because it's a chashash rochav that all 10 people in the pool are going to need the service of the lifeguard at the same time.
So that's there's a certain level.
I'm not sure that this chopping wood is...
Is a
chiyuv
to
do. That's why I'm a little bit not happy with the stipler.
You're saying there's no mitzvah hatzalah even?
You see, I'll tell you the stipler. There's a stipler. I like the stipler, but so the stipler on page 10, the stipler has these famous letters, Kiryana Digarta. Very nice letters for the stipler. Stipler is a very big piquet. He understood people. It was a very big piquet, the stipler. It was a big psychologist in Muncie who wrote a book about... This is before people were talking about OCD and all these things. And he had all these people OCD before I think it was officially called that, were coming to him, and he spoke to the disciple about all these questions, and he printed a sefer. Greenwald, right? You know who his son-in-law was?
Greenwald?
Yeah. You know who his son-in-law was?
Ilse
Wolfson. Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Ilse Wolfson's wife was a psychologist, though.
Ilse Wolfson's the daughter of Greenwald.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ilse Wolfson was a Goyim Olam who lived here in the Heights, and then he moved to Passaic. Yeah, and then he unfortunately was nifter, and not such a old age. His shver put together a sefer on. We have in the library on OCD shilas that come up, and he showed, he discussed with the stipler the various shilas and what the stipler's response was. Very good. But this is a different sefer. Kiryane Digarta is the stipler's sefer, stipler's letters, Chelek Aleph. He says, "Beikar ha'yisod, the whole mash after lahari chayi achola, afino el chayi shah shichiv lasos." In other words, that you always have to page 10. You always have to keep do as much as you can. Emes, shekam ani shamati biyaldusi. When I was a kid, I used to hear people say that. But do anything to prolong life. But I never knew whether this concept that people were saying is really has a halachic authority behind it. So you want to say, and you see from there that you can be mostly had Dover Hamoneya, so you see that it's not a halacha that you always have to keep someone alive. But I think the difference might be what Rabbi Yisrael says, that maybe it's between through something that's part of his chiyus, like Rabbi Yisrael said, as opposed to keeping something alive by chopping wood. And so in other words, he's saying, well, you see from there that there is no, so, but maybe that's not, and therefore he wants to medama that to other cases of just keeping somebody alive. So, I don't know, you know, if you say what Michel just said, then maybe it would be different than this, and then in economy, but keeping somebody alive, maybe you should, if you can continue giving him food and oxygen or something. But if you can, but maybe in Echanami, the chopping of the wood, maybe there's no mitzvah in chopping wood.
What's the gather?
Well, that's what Rabbi Yisrael said, that the gather is anything that's part of the chiyus of a person, that you're giving him food, you're giving him oxygen, insulin is also.
So anything that's part of the natural
makeup of a person, as opposed to this wood thing. So the Rambam says, well, you can stop it. So I think Pashas is then means that you didn't even have to start it. This guy who was chopping wood wasn't chopping wood to keep the. He was chopping wood because he's a wood chopper, right? And now all of a sudden. We see there's a correlation. So we tell him, okay, so chop wood or get higher, you know. But something that, in other words, so what the stipend is saying, he sees from this, against the so that he thought as a kid, I don't know if that, based on what Rabbi Yisrael is saying, I don't know if it's necessarily parallel. Right? Well, the pillowcase, we're just saying you can't take the pillow away because you're moving him.
Right.
So everyone agrees you can't do something via diet.
Even though it's stubborn study.
Even though it's stubborn study. Right.
So being mechalic between
assault.
A double study that, like a note toast in the car, that's right. You know, whatever they do, right? So we're masking that even that double study, you can't do it to take away the guy's life.
Right.
But you're saying you have to
initiate these double studies.
You know that, oh, I'm going to buy a pillow that has this stuff in it.
And this way we can keep him
alive.
Yeah.
So isn't that the chilek between Hatzalah versus Ram Ritzicha?
Right.
So we're saying that but if you, I guess the question we came back to is, if a person does it, is he mechayim a mitzvah?
Right. Is he mechayim a mitzvah? Right.
Avol sam al avriyacha.
If he's, he's saying, I'm chopping wood to...
Like it should be gora from Takana Seif.
Because if it's... If there's a mitzvah, then it should be a chiv to do.
So I don't know why I said Baba
Matar. That's what I would think. But he said that. If it's a mitzvah, then if I'd rather say it's not a mitzvah at all, so then there's no chiv. But once you're saying that there's a mitzvah, so then maybe that mitzvah should just be a chiv. Of course, I'm on a down reacher to prolong Kai Shah.
Maybe you're just an onus for something.
But at least, okay, so at least do it to the amount of time. In other words,
of availability.
So I have five friends with me, myself and five other friends. So at least, okay, we're not going to stay there the whole day.
Okay.
But each friend.
Five minutes. We give this guy a 5 minute more of Kai Shah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't say that it's a mitzvah?
I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying for sure I'm right.
It should be guarded from Takana Seif. I mean, we say the neighbors. This is thing this whole guy's life.
Yeah. I'm not sure there's even a chiyuv to do
mitzvah.
A mitzvah. Because for me, once it's a mitzvah, then it becomes a chiyuv. What do you say?
I'm just wondering.
I have to give a Weissman lecture on this.
We're trying to be methodic between things that are necessary for life and things that are naturally in your body, like insulin or oxygen or whatever.
Right.
So I think the same thing by salt. That you need salt in the body, so maybe it's not this key sensation that's why you stay alive. Maybe it's that you need the salt in the body, and that's why.
But I think the Pashup Shad in this Gemara is the sensation. So just like the sensation of the noise. I don't think it's the salt.
It's
that's
not the biology of it.
Yeah. It's just the right.
But so why is there a
fundamental lachos from the Tassin and Ramah, or are they just talking about like, is this considered moving in or not considered moving in, or is there some fundamental?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a good shot in the.
So why does the Ramah?
Wait, let me
take the sword.
Yeah, so I don't know have a yeshiv. So I understand the Tass. Yeah, let me just say a couple more things, then you could say more. There's a famous Tosis in Nida, page 8, and Mem Hayam and Beis, where it says, are you Michal Shabbos for a Gosis to save his life? Because we know we're Michal Shabbos to Chai Shah. So the Tosis says in the end, the Rov, last three lines, four lines, the Rov Gosim Lemisa, Michal in Asa Shabbos Allah. Because he's still considered a live person. he's still considered a live person. So his life is, but that's not a steer to anything we said till now, right? That you Michal Shabbos for Chai Shah. Okay, so that's the famous Tosis. Now, there's a tshuva of the Beis Yaakov. So there's a tshuva in the Beis Yaakov. On page 9, where he says the following. He says, it He wants to say here, on the third column, page 9. Well, because it's equal to him, Reyesa. He must have the refuah de Chai Shoshim Afu Yitzias HaNefesh. She mutter lim noam in a gosis tova make of Yitzias HaNefesh. Afu gav shosu mekar vitosu. Okay, in Yasa lorfu, Yavu reyesu le'ake Yitzias HaNefesh lo yomus, behera. Hilkach ein mechal lin es HaShabbos. The Lodomi mochul rotsus vishum diyesh lochosh l'chai shov al gamayus einu nochul l'ake Yitzias HaNefesh. These are tourists, not Christians, that those Vada Gabe Uber Afa Bishamutu Hargo Makalan Sashavish from Tukunach Nefesh, or Roses Mashak to Nakanefesh, Tain and Nokon Maaki Vitsia Sarasham. Efshal Farsh Divere Tos of Dimish, Rofe Mukhul Sovish Efshal also so Hushi Yichia, and you'll be over here, they've them Halas Ashavas. About Lassas Lorfu of Mukhai Shah, Ein Makalan, a few Mukhol also Laki Vitsia Sarasham. So he wants to say that, he wants to say what? That a ghost says is in the process of dying, so then you shouldn't be ma'akev yitzias ha'neshama. He's saying a further thing, that in other words, it's not right. We were talking before, is there mitzvahs, is there chiyuv? Maybe, in other words, once somebody is in the category of ghost says, then just let it happen. But what about Tosus? Tosus says Yimachal Shabbos. So obviously, so the pastor says Tosus doesn't hold like this. So he wants to say maybe you can say Nukimtan Tosus, that he's talking about a case where they're going to cause him that he won't be a Tosus anymore.
Is that possible?
State of ghosts. Yeah. Or maybe that. Mikhail Milsa, that he really wasn't a ghost.
Would you say that Josh Hoffman was alive today?
Today, I don't know exactly what you call him, but you know, three times it happened that they revived him. It's an amazing thing. No one, you know, they were in the spiral, the doctors, over such a thing. So it could be that. And it could be that if he wouldn't have had all the complications, he could have, you know, who's to say? You know. So now there is a school of thought, I think Shlomo Zalman has it, that basically all the what we call Dvarim Shigratim, the normal things that you do, you know, food, air, that you always have to give. That's Shlomo Zalman. Shigra. The shigra means the course, the regular course of events.
Okay,
just understand.
So how does this happen during the Ramah?
He's saying the
Ramah. What do you think? I can't move this. He's going to drop it. I can't move the feathers and the salt.
You can't do anything to kill somebody, but you shouldn't do anything to stop the course of nature. Should do anything to be a dime to save him either. He's saying.
The doctor stopped chopping
the wood. Yeah. Here, the guy was chopping the wood anyway, but he said, you shouldn't. Right. Right. Doctor, stop chopping the wood.
So I'm to the Rebbe was right. And that's a fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. Yeah. He's saying that there's no Hatzalah anymore. Because he's ready. But he has to be in that category of ghosts.
And what's the Nukimta for Tosis? How does he
So Tosfos is saying that.
In Machal Shabbos are basic.
Right, because that can be. Yeah, he says it. That a case where. That he. Yeah. Yeah. Well, because it's equal to the race, yeah. Avakav shoso l'kar misasso pavur yinkein yasa lo refuah yovo reyes l'akev yisiyas nevesh. Efshar l'farish divrei efshar. You see, efshar l'farish divrei tosidim yesh rofei mubcha so she efshar l'asos l'refuah she yichya v'aldei al yado v'yavri. You follow? As he's saying that he can make him ois goises.
He's not a goy. So what's a goises?
He's dying, but he could. He has the ability
to save him.
To save him. Even if you look. Right. Okay. The famous comment that they say from Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, the Dvarim Shigratiim. That's the regular, you know, course of life. You know, food, oxygen. That is always a chiyuv. Right. Right. So that's they say from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, you want to see on page 11 in the Nishmas Avraham. This is the famous line on the last line. Amali Hagor Shlom Zal Norba Shetzrichim Lahavdil Bein Tikunim Hamimalim page 12. Srochav hativim shalachola. It was the natural needs of a person, like natural needs of a person. Oh, hamikubolim kishigratiim, or the things that are normally accepted as the normal course of things. Uvein tipulim shemichutz l'geder hashigra. L'chei cholo moshe hasovel misartem. Somebody, God forbid, has cancer. His pashe the gufo, and it spread. Lukar lumisa. After usually Yisurim came in Kashim. He says also lahaf psik lo olam no mimenu chamson. He can't stop oxygen. Or kol mazon when you can't stop feeding him. Or nozel mazon acher shulham huzokel. If huzokel misakeret if diabetes ain lahaf psik is matan insulin. Kidei shayam usyosim mayer ain lahaf psik is matan dar or kol chuva acheres. On antibiotics, hadrusal dipul. Gam heim lemor menu for meilu shamatar b'chol zeh. Enuk they learn b'isi yosim behera shalchola. Ula meidach ain chiyuv l'tabel b'chol zeh b'tzuras kum asay shatibul atzva yigram lul sabel rab b'nosav li surav shatibul hu michutz l'geder hashigra. But doing something like performing some operation or something like that, it's not gonna get him better. Maybe he can live a little bit longer, but it's not chutz l'geder hashigra. It's not going to secure him. So then he said that you're not mechuyev to do.
So like radiation.
Chaim cholah shematzav v'adim yuusha hifsi linshom v'shalibom hifsi lipom. Okay. So that's the famous and some have this there's also a comment that Rabbi Bleich made it. By the way, The thing I quoted you from before, from Rav Chaim Dovid HaLevi, is on page 22, about he makes that connection between the he's basically saying that there's a person's ghost, you just have to let him go.
You have to, or you're allowed to.
He said, last paragraph. El Shaol Yosef Nira Lanias in the Yam Yitzur Arofim Hamshich Yosef Bezos Chanasham Meinim Rishon Lassas Kain Shal Lukvar Yitzpah Shal Asul Arach Chayiv Shal Gosis Hem Tzoyim Melachotiyim. Yeah, it's like the Beis Yaakov. So he tied is, not only you can't put him on a respirator, you're not allowed to. If he's a ghost, but then you have to define what a ghost is.
Yeah, why is it possible?
Because he holds that once a person's a ghost, whatever this category of ghost is, you got to let the natural. Where does he come up with the issue? Where does he come up with the issue?
There's no fear, whatever, it's a possible.
He says, he didn't. We don't know, she ate who Margish Shum Cave it's are. Okay, Nirlan, he says, Losham Lavash Mutal.
And let's say Rosh Hashanah, when you say, well, for sure, but Rosh Hashanah, let's say, like, someone will have one of the funniest treatments or things like that. So, the Rosh Hashanah says there's no fear, like maybe even mitzvah, to do that for a person?
Yeah, but the treatments could probably. The treatments could cure the thing. Right? Some people, are successful.
So sometimes I'm saying it's going to do things that are putting together, of the regular normal thing. That's only
for
what? Only if you're not
going to
save him.
Yeah.
But to save him, then
you
have to.
Yeah. Right. Rabbi Bleich has a famous comment. This is Rabbi Bleich's comment. It's here. On page... on page 26. So he doesn't like this whole thing with different types of things. He says the second arrow on the right side. Distinctions between natural and artificial means, between ordinary and extraordinary procedures and between non-heroic and heroic measures recur within the Catholic tradition, but no precisely parallel categories exist within Jewish law.
You mean
that
you give him everything? What
do you say? Yeah, in other words, he doesn't think there's any chilukim.
You mean
you
give him everything?
Yeah.
If a gossip should be, you should say you should for a long
time. Well, again, I'm not saying, you know, in a... So, Bekitzer, and then, you know, he has in the Rabbi Zev Shostak. You know Rabbi Zev Shostak? He used to live in Brooklyn, and he moved to Hillcrest. He's working in hospice. So he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. About the difference between ordinary and extraordinary. Here on page 24. Consequently, a dying patient suffering from prostatic cancer must receive oxygen and nutrition, even if he's suffering great pain. Rabbi Herschel Sheffer and Chaskel Horowitz maintain that artificial nutrition and hydration are medical procedures which a terminal patient may direct to be withheld. So, he says Rabbi Sheffer thought that that he could say that you don't have to give nutrition if he doesn't want the terminally ill patient. And so Bekitza, there's a lot of different opinions. Not the Greenblatt. I always used to speak to him on these shilas, and he always was of the opinion that you should always do things unless the procedure that you're going to do is a suffix that the procedure itself could hasten the death. That was always the Hagdara that he gave me when people were asking these type of shilas, that Rav Nathan Greenblatt thought that that you should always, and he has stories and stories to tell about the experiences that he had with people that they gave up on and who lived longer and then died 10 years later of something totally else. So that was the mahalach I would use from people who would ask these shilas. Based on Rav Nathan Greenblatt, that to do all the things possible for a person, unless we the procedure that we're employing itself could cause a sakana to the person.
Is he going to account what he wasn't?
So that I think Rabbi Shechter has that idea in one of his articles. I think Rabbi Nathan Greenblatt's approach is that it's not up to the person. There are some people. I think Rabbi Shechter has. Right. So there are those that take that. I think his approach was: this is a halachic question. It's not your call. It's the remote, you know. It's not your. You're not the bailiff. It's not your call. That was always the.
It's not exactly the exact opposite of what the ladies said. Like the exact. He's saying Rosh Hashanah saying it's over.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the
and then
there's the famous Gemara Ksubis. Yeah, take a look in the Gemara Ksubis.
Some of the doctors say the treatment, like you said, is like to harm him, and then some of the doctors say the treatment is
going to
be beneficial. What do you do?
You're
saying,
you're always... Right, but the Dubik, he's saying, but another saying, the Dubik Kumba say something that might, that you are,
Right, so you have to figure that out. But that was his basic yisod. But something that for sure is not going to harm him, he thought for sure then you should do. So the famous Gemara in Ksubos on page 6, Kuv Dalet, Hu Yom Danach Nafshi the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was going to die, Gozer Rabbanu Tanisa, you know, so Rebbe was very ill. Gozer Rabbanu Tanisa. So they made a Tainis, Ubo Rachmi, and they davened, Rami, Kol Man Danach Nafshi the Rebbe Yidoker Becherif. So they said that what? That everyone has to daven. If you stop davening, Yidoker Becherev. Anyone who said, no, anyone who's going to say that Rebbe died already, that'll cause people to stop davening, you know, Yidoker Becherev, this person. So I'm saying the Rebbe, Slika, I'm saying the Rebbe Ligra. So the I'm saying the Rebbe, she went up to the roof. She saw he was suffering. So Omre El Yonim Mavakshim is Rebbe, but Tachtonim Mavakshim is Rebbe. Obviously, Kadosh Baruch was calling for him, but the people here still want him. He wrote such a Kufu Tachtonim as El Yonim. Came. So she said that we hope that he stays on this world, that the Tachtonim, we should keep Rebbe on this world. But came in the Chazai Kamazim in the Isle of Beis Kisei, how many times he was going to the bathroom because he was suffering and had to go to the bathroom, call it tefillin. So Menachlu becomes star. I'm like, he writes on Yakufu El Yonim Astachtonim. He says he writes on that the that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should win over and he should his life should be over because it's too much suffering. But the Rabbanim didn't stop the tilling. The Lo Hava Shasri Rabbanim Miliboyim Rachmei Shakla Kuzah. So what she did was she took a vase and she threw it from the roof, it smashed, it made a big noise, so everyone, you know, when they heard the smash, they stopped davening for that second. And then he died. She shocked everyone to stop davening by throwing the vase and the big crash. So there's a famous Ran in the Dorim that says, you see from here on page 7, that you're allowed to daven for someone to die. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and others want to use this thing, this idea that maybe there's a difference of prolonging somebody's life when he still has a lot of yisurim. Maybe then here's the tshuva here, page 15. And he wants to say that the Ramah that says that you could take away, you see, Rav Moshe's approach is the Ramah says he could stop the chopping of the wood. That's talking about what he had yisur. I mean, it's a bit sort of kimta, and that's his big thing. There's a lot of yisurim, so they're not. So then you don't have to do things to prolong life. But if not, then you should do things. And he wants, and he bases it on that Gemara. Others say he can't use that Gemara. To me, the pashtus is that a person has a chiv to do whatever he's chiv to do, and he's, at the same time, he can also daven that he should die. But that doesn't. There's no steer between davening he should die and doing what you have to do as your halachic obligation.
What if it's a hillum actively keeping him alive, just like a shabbos?
What the kailos?
Just like the Tehillim. No, whatever the Tehillim is being coiled, he's keeping his neshama in this world the same way that the sound of the axe is keeping him in this world.
And there's, but there's a lot of pain. And he would say that you don't have to do that. Rav Nachman Greenblatt has said to me, Bismanazel, you have so many, ways of sedating the suffering. This is written to Rav Shalom Tendler. You know Rav Shalom Tendler, who's here from L.A. Rav Shalom Tendler, who's Rav Moshe Tendler's brother. He's has a yeshiva in L.A.
he's married to Rav Shimshon Pinkus's sister. Okay, that's for the yichus. So, b'kitzer, there are different, there's a famous tshuva from the Yaskil Avdi. In other words, we could basically obviate the pain issue.
But just from the Gemara, whether or not it's true or not, just from the Gemara, the Gemara said no, the family's gonna keep left.
Yeah.
But that's true. The Gemara said that we always have to get up and go to the bathroom. It wasn't necessarily a pain issue with Rabbi. It was that the discomfort and stuff like that, which is not something that necessarily can be treated with medication.
Right.
You don't want to be laying in bed 24 hours a day for 3 years of your life.
Right.
So just that for me, that doesn't really mean the medication can treat that.
Right. So anyway, I think the Pasha, that Gemara really has nothing to do with this discussion.
Okay.
Because that's just a question, it's a question of davening and this, that, but in terms of what's Machiv Hatzalah Yadayim, it's a Chiddush that Moshe brings that into. And then there's the famous tshuva of the Yaskil Avdi on page 11 that Kol Mesukan could you stop the insulin?
If he's getting insulin intravenously, cannot disconnect the intravenous.
Yeah, so he says that on page 12 he says, "Hey, Malcolm Lahatim Oshes Lozrikus for insulin. Lakev Tsiyas Sam Shama." He says you shouldn't give him the insulin. Shave Al Tasar Atish. It's the Tsar. So there is these sheets that say that, but again, like Rabbi Bleich always says, it has to be in the category of goseis, which is hard to define. Rabbi Shechter has in one of the pieces here that maybe once one of the Evarim Shanashama Fuyaba is already defunct, so that's. So even though you might hold you need all three, that's already the beginning of what he calls Rav Shechter here on page 10, Tal Chamisa, and then he's called the Goses, and then and then the Gabi different halachas like a coin can't be by a Goses and etc. Okay, but. So there was this mahalach that Dr. Reichman say once he's shutting down, so to speak, and then like the Beis Yaakov says, there's no chi of hatzola anymore. Well, you can say no, there's no such thing. Tosa says he mechal Shabbos, so Pashup Shat there is the chi of hatzola, even mechal Shabbos. So. Even Michal Shabbos. But I think what Rav Nata says is very mustaber that if you're going to do something with Kumbah Say, that could cause him to hasten the death, then that for sure you shouldn't.
What if it's like a 10%, 15% chance that this procedure is going to hasten his death? But if you don't do it, then there's a 95% chance that the guy's going to die.
Right.
So then, it is a percentage, but it's
how do you do the chikul of the percentages? Okay, everybody say it's as a shabbat, we should hear, but these are things that, I've got to deal with all the time, people, and these are important shilas, but these are some of the chorus and some of the, okay, Bez Hashem tomorrow we're going to do Tumas Kohanim, which is a fascinating title. We'll probably spend the whole summer doing Tumas Kohanim. It's a fascinating topic, but we're not going to. I have the sign-up sheet for Tuesday. You want to sign up? Here's the sign-up sheet. If it gets filled, then we can find more time for people. Okay, and...